Welcome to the Land Enhancement and Development Special District Board meeting. I'm Paul Morris. We have a quorum. We have Davis Anderson and Mike Wagstaff. It is Monday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Let's begin the meeting. Item number two on the agenda is to approve the minutes from our meeting last week, March 10th, 2026. You had received the packet with the minutes in it. Is there any discussion on it? If not, I'd like a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes from the March 10th meeting.
Yes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, it's passed unanimously. Okay, what I want to do is do items number three, four, and five together because they all go hand in hand. And there's three parts to it. So all three would deal with Silvercliff Commons. Which is our project that in half in Leeds, half in the unincorporated county on Main Street there and Babylon Road, about 120 acres or so. So at the last meeting, we approved the annexation of the Avalon Sky property into the project area. And that was successfully approved. And now this meeting creates the public infrastructure districts. And we're planning on creating three of them for that project. The first one is, as you can see on the agenda, Resolution 2026-02, and that creates the Silver Cliffs Commons Public Infrastructure District and then adopts the governing document. I'll talk about the governing document in a second. And that is an overall PID that contains all of the property. And the idea behind that PID is to have it issue bonds, and that will be the first one to issue bonds that we expect here in the next couple months. And that is to pay for the infrastructure for all the project, curb, gutter, sidewalk, water, sewer, storm drain, all of those aspects of it, and some amenities. That PID will be governed initially by the three of us. So we are the ones that will be under the governing document appointed to that PID. And let me back up. So in order to do this, we needed to have a petition consenting from the property owners to be part of the PID. So those have been signed. So the Avalon Sky Group, and we have the owners present here, signed that petition along with Babylon Lands. I think Mike, you signed, or Brecken, I don't know who,
I
but
did.
you did, a manager
Yep.
of a Babylon Land. So those are the two total property owners inside the total project area. And then eventually, when there are, and it's staged for a certain number of certificate of occupancies, when you have residents that are actually there, they will eventually elect the board of directors, the board of trustees, the three-member board. And so what happens is we issue the bonds. These are going to be similar. The plan is to do them exactly like we did with Silver Reef, or excuse me, Silver Cliff project, which is to have a 6 mil property tax and some assessments, the assessments being paid off when the projects are sold. That will pay for the project costs, as I indicated. But also, the Avalon Sky are ahead, and their prorated share of what those taxes would generate is more than the cost for them to tie into the sewer system and pay their prorated share of the sewer system. So they will be paid for, either reimbursed, depends on how you want to do it. We can talk about the details, but you will be paid, reimbursed for expenses you've already had, and then any future expenses. And we will do the math with you as to how much money that creates. But it's a fair amount of money, I think, that that you will have for that reimbursement. The second PID is 2026-03, and that is affordable housing PID, and that is on the county side, and that's for at least 115 units of affordable housing. That and the affordable housing is defined in our agreement, our development agreement with the county, as being at 80% of the market value for the particular units, townhomes, cottage homes, and single family. We're very excited about doing that. As I indicated, the first PID pays for all of the infrastructure for the whole project. The purpose for the second PID, the affordable housing, is to issue a subsequent bond that helps pay for the actual vertical construction of the affordable housing in order to drive down the cost so it makes economic sense. So basically, well, that extra tax will be a mortgage reduction tax. So it'll take the place a lot of the mortgage. So when somebody has to at a lower interest rate and for a longer term, so the mortgage that they have to get will be substantially lower than a typical mortgage. And so when you add up their extra tax from the first PID, coupled with this, or the tax to pay for the infrastructure that their prorated share, coupled with the extra tax for the vertical, and then the regular tax, and then the small mortgage, the goal is that that will still be within the, one third of the income of someone. So they're buying this house at a lower, or this unit at a lower cost, at least 80% of what the market value would be, but it's going to be affordable by somebody who is in the 70, 75% to, depends on the unit, to 120% of the average monthly income. And that's our goal. And then they will be people will have to qualify to show that they're in that income level. And these are our school teachers, our firefighters, and those sorts of employees, not just government employees, but plumbers and restaurant managers and so on, will be able to qualify for that. When then in the future, when they sell their home, they will also sell it at that 80% level, so they can get some equity, but they can't flip it and turn around and take the extra equity that's in it. Then the third PID, the 2026-04, is to create the Silver Cliffs Commons commercial area, and that is on the north side, right next to Main Street. There's about 9 acres that would be part of that, as well as 12 units that will be 12 residential units that are behind the commercial that will create that particular PID. And its purpose is because the legislature allows our type of district to actually help pay for a grocery store if there isn't already a grocery store, and that was the previous mayor made it real clear to me, to us, that they really, really needed a grocery store. That the residents, many of are older, they have a long play a ways that they have to drive, and that they would really, really like to see a grocery store as part of their commercial. And we're working actively with potential grocery store provider. And so, if that grocery store chooses that we could use the same model as the affordable housing, that is, issue an extra bond inside that PID with a ta extra tax that only they pay, but it can help go to towards the vertical construction of the grocery store, again, to reduce the construction costs, to incentivize somebody to actually put the grocery store there. That will be a great amenity for existing leads, for Silver Cliffs, for this development, the Silver Cliff Commons, for Avalon Sky. Everybody's going to like having a grocery store there. So those other two PIDs are all owned by Babylon Lands. So that Babylon Lands, Mike, signed that petition for agreeing to come into that PID. Then the governing document, that is the document that governs how these PIDs would work. And our bond counsel, and I see Matt is on here, Matt Ence, and he can elaborate or speak to it. But I thought it was interesting. I had envisioned three separate governing documents that would be attached. But he drafted it as one umbrella governing document that for all three PIDs, which, as I read it, made a lot of sense because it describes what I just said, that one PID is for all the infrastructure, and then the two other PIDs are for the specialty, one for affordable housing, the other for the specialty of a grocery store. And it recognizes that each one has the three initial board of trustees, which is us three. But then as we get more on the residential side, more certificate of occupancies, there's a transition to have an election. And on the commercial side, there's a transition when you have commercial, where the commercial property owner will be able to have two of those seats, and then the 12 residents will be able to elect one of those three seats. Even after you issue bonds, the reason you want the people that live there or own property to be able to take over these PIDs is typically in municipal bonds. In the life of a bond, you typically will refinance them one or two times as interest rates change and go down, as a project matures, and the market sees, oh yeah, everything's already there. They're paying the taxes, the cash flow is working well. You can generally get a lower interest, and so that would drive down the cost both for the affordable housing. It drives down the cost for the existing residents, and it would drive down the cost for the grocery store as they refinance. So the thought is that since there's only one governing document for all three, it would make sense when we're ready to have a motion to do all three resolutions, 2026, 02, 03, and 04, all at the same time. But first, I want to open it up to a discussion and questions, both from the board and anybody who's listening, if they might have a question, and Matt or others, if you have something you want to, or Tyler, want to elaborate on, something I've missed, please do so. Any questions? Questions from anybody or comments?
Well, I just want to
Okay,
say
Matt, I see.
credit to Tyler for doing the legwork on those governing documents. But yeah, that's been our practice more recently, Paul, is when we have districts that are going to be basically governed together, we find it just makes a lot of sense to do it in a single governing document. So that was the thinking.
I hadn't seen it, I didn't know. I started reviewing it and reading it. And I thought, no, we should really separate this out. And then the more I read, the more I read, I go, oh, this actually makes a lot of sense to do that, because they're the same Silvercliffs Commons project and how they fit together. Anyway, I really thought it was a great idea, and I appreciate your expertise and more background than I had on multiple PIDs being inside of a project. So I think that works well. I have one caveat, and I wanted to run this by you, man. I hadn't had a chance, or Tyler, to ask this. In the resolution, we recognize that these PIDs can change their boundary, that they could annex specifically, like the commercial property. We don't have it in now, but right next to us, the property owner that's outside of this area, but may at some future time, we may want them, and they may want to join with some additional commercial property. So we're recognizing that in a map, that where that could go. And the same with like the affordable housing. We have it on the county side of the line, but we have a map that it could annex into the other side, if it makes sense that we might have some of that for affordable housing on the lead side, that may work out. So we wanted to have that flexibility. So we have those maps. Here was my question as I thought it through. Is what about if inside the boundaries of these two PIDs, we want to move the boundaries in internally? Should we show the overarching PID as a potential annexation for the commercial? I'm thinking of the line between the commercial and the other PID. If we have to adjust that line, we probably should show that on the map, that the one would disconnect and the other connect, or am I making that too complicated?
I think as long as we have a map that encompasses all of the area that may be affected by that, we should be okay. and then we can move backwards.
And what I'm saying is I had reached out and said, let's make a map like on the commercial. Let's just show the area next to it. If those landowners want to come in and we wanted them to come in, there's about 7 acres right next to us, a little bit there, if that made sense someday. But I didn't think to show the rest of the below it on the map. And so
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? I
I
didn't
do.
do
I
that.
think so. And I would just go more expansive. I mean, there's no harm in making the annexation area as large as we want to make it. So
Okay.
I'd say go expansive and include any of that in the map area.
Okay. So I'm going to ask then whoever makes the motion, Davis or Mike, to add that to your motion to make the annexation map more expansive. And then we can, in the resolution, it gives us the ability and authority to make tweaks and changes and corrections to these documents, so to correct typos, so long as we're fulfilling the intent.
I'll just so I understand this, this annexation document or this annexation work, this what you're speaking about acts very similar to a municipal's annexation document of the area that they potentially may one day
Exactly.
include. Okay.
That's exactly what it is. It
Exactly. And if I could just add 2 cents, if we have the annexation area approved now, then it'll prevent the PIDs having to approach the Leeds district again saying, hey, we want to annex in. We can just basically skip that part and the PIDs can annex and withdraw as they see fit.
Perfect.
Very
That was
good.
my second question, Tyler. Thank you so much.
It will just save time. And I was thinking too narrowly when I was reviewing it and looking at the map, and it hit me afterwards. So, okay.
And then the
Any?
last question I have, one last question is, as
Sure.
we create these and just for an effort to keep maintain consistency, Tyler and Matt would remain of counsel for these new entities, correct? I mean, it's anticipated that that's how it would be.
That's exactly right. So each one
Okay.
of these PIDs are going to be, even though it's initially going to be us three that are the three trustees, we will be calling separate board meetings. We'll probably do them back to back, closing one meeting and opening another, but they're treated as separate governmental entities. They'll have their own notice on the state webpage. They'll have their own minutes. We run them just like we're running this, and we'll have counsel. Matt and Tyler for each one of those three, and we anticipate all three of them issuing bonds. The first one being the first one, the overarching underlying PID. But we're going to time the affordable housing when we're ready to be able to actually go vertical. And the same with the grocery store. That might come quite a bit later when the grocer is ready and wants to do that. But that's exactly right. We will have them be counsel for each one of these entities. Good
Outstanding. I don't have
comments.
any other, I don't have any other questions.
Anybody else, comments or questions? Okay, I'll call for a motion. Again, just do three, four, and five, all three resolutions in one motion.
Davis, I'm
And
gonna,
move to, I gotcha.
yeah,
Yeah.
thanks.
Paul, you said resolutions three, four, and five.
It's actually numbers 3, 4, and 5. It's resolutions
Okay.
2026, 02, 03, and 04. If you just
Okay,
move to approve those three resolutions.
I move to approve resolutions 22, 06, 03, 04, and 05.
It's 20, sorry, 2026 is the year, dash, 02, 03, and 04.
2026 dash 03, 04, and 05. Is that right?
And 02, not 05,
Oh,
02.
excuse me. Okay, I move to approve resolution 2026 dash 02, 03, and 04.
Thank you very much. In a second.
But just before I second that, Paul, there was an addition you wanted
Oh,
added.
thank you. Thank you, Davis. Would you be willing to add to your motion that we amend the annexation map and make it more broad to encompass that whole area there? A
Yes, so
potential anyway.
motion to approve 2206, or excuse me, 2026, 02, 03, and 04, as well as to broaden the map to future annexation.
Yes, thank you. And Mike, you second
Second,
that?
yes.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you say aye, Davis?
I did. Aye.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's unanimous.
That's right.
The next item on the agenda is number six, and that is CLA. Our accountants have recommended we're of the size now with the bonds that we issued that we need to have an independent audit for the 2024-25 year. And so they recommended that we select, is that spelled right? I thought it was Haney, Haynie. I'm not sure. Go to their contract. They do several PIDs. I don't know, Tyler, Matt, are you familiar with these guys? Yeah, Haynie, Haney.
Yeah, we know them. They do a bunch of our PIDs.
Okay, excellent. And they're I have it on the agenda approved, and then go down the price. I forgot the price now. Was it not 9,000? Is that
That's
right?
what I,
It's down at the bottom somewhere. You'll see the price coming. It's coming.
9,000 is pretty consistent with what we
Oh,
pay
there it
them.
is. You just passed it. So now, go up right there. Oh, 8,500 is
Well,
the estimated. It
they're
might be
giving
a
you
little
guys a
more than it
deal.
was, but yeah, he gave us the deal. It's our first time. It's just a first time discount. I like CLA. They know they did our bond work. They know this world really well. They've been helping us with our quarterly reports that we have to file to Emma. They recommended this group. And hearing that Matt and Tyler have used them a lot, the price seems reasonable. So I would look for, if you have agreement, a motion to select the CPA firm of Haney and Company to perform our 2024-25 audit.
I just had one question before that. Now that we've reached this size of the bonding dollars, or the amount that is coming through the Leeds district, this is in response to a state regulation, Paul, remind me, or is this
Yes.
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
State.
That's I just wanted to be clear on that. Okay, I'm good.
And we'll have it for hereafter. We'll have to build that into our annual budget, is that we have audit costs. And then eventually each of our PIDs are going to have their own, as they issue bonds, they'll have their own independent audits.
And the firm is
So,
called Haney and Co.
yeah, it has an I in there, Haynie. I'm pretty sure it's Haney and Company.
Okay. Motion to select the accounting firm Haney and Company for our 2025-2026 audit.
It's 2024-25.
Oh, excuse me.
It's last fiscal year.
For
Yeah.
the 2024-2025 audit.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And then we need to remember collectively, since we'll be doing our tentative budget. We'll probably adopt that in May and then have our budget hearing and do the final budget for the next fiscal year. Let's remember to put this in as a line item for the next fiscal year, and just make it a standard practice. All right. I have no further updates. Does anybody have any other updates?
Nope.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are officially adjourned, Brecken.
Well, can I just ask a question while we're